Hey everybody, welcome to The Checkout. Before we get to our show with Mark DeClivelo, exploring his Japanese heritage at Berklee College of Music, we have another Checkout Live at Berklee coming up, actually this Wednesday, with the saxophonist Godwin Louie bringing his sextet to Cafe 939, The Red Room. WBGO is going to be there. We're going to be webcasting that concert. And he has some fine musicians with him, including the guitarist Gilad Hexelman and Victor Gould on piano, Obed Calvert on drums, the Godwin Louie Sextet celebrating his newest recording, Global, on the Checkout Live at Cafe 939's Red Room. And you can watch the performance at WBGO.org this Wednesday at 8 p.m. What you're listening to right now is the latest recording from the live electronics pioneer, Mark DeClivelo. He drops his newest recording, Heritage, tomorrow on Ropadope. Back in October the 17th, we got a sneak peek of the recording when he brought his band to the Red Room at Cafe 939. And we actually shot some video of his performance too. Go to checkoutjazz.org to watch it, and we bring you that performance now. I'm Simon Rettner, host of The Checkout, the podcast and radio show from WBGO. We are here, The Checkout Live at Berklee College of Music, where we put a bright spotlight on some of its distinguished students of the past. And I just like to extend my gratitude to the folks at Berklee College of Music for making this program happen. I've been dreaming about bringing this band from LA out here. That's right. On a recent Jazz Night in America video from NPR Music, you can watch the process. Maybe some of you were even lucky enough to attend some of the workshops with the live sampling. And we're going to talk to him a little bit about all kinds of things, including a new recording project he's coming out with called Heritage. I would like to welcome his band, though. Gene Coy on the drums. Corbin Jones on the bass. Theodros Avery on tenor saxophone. And the musical unicorn himself on live electronics and piano, Mark DeClivelo.
To Clive Lowe.
Well, thank you very much.
Now, you guys haven't seen anything like that, right? Anything like that come to Boston? All right. Mark to Clive Lowe came to Berklee College of Music in 1994. Ooh. That is correct. Also, give it a round of applause to his band members, Teodros Avery, Gene Coy, Corbin Jones. I introduced you as a musical unicorn, Mark to Clive Lowe. First of all, has anyone ever called you that? And do you consider yourself one?
I mean, unicorn, are they real unicorns?
No, they're
they're figments of our imagination. So I'm not a unicorn, no.
Oh. Well, I know you're into fantasy a little bit, but...
I appreciate the sentiment, man. Thank you.
But metaphorically speaking, I think you know where I'm getting at. As this artist that in his mid-20s, around the time when he attended Berklee College of Music, decided to quit the piano entirely. He didn't play a note on the keys or on the piano for 10 years when he moved to L.A., and studied the ways of the beat maker in London's broken beat scene, and then re-fell in love with the piano, and now has decided to incorporate his passion and love for the tradition of jazz into the ways of house music and such. And so you're one of the few that are sort of able to blend the two together.
Thanks, man. I mean, I think a lot of people have those influences, and they're not unique influences, but I feel like we all balance things in different ways, you know? So this is my paradigm, I imagine, where you balance all my favorite music in the world in one, you know, sweet motion.
From Ahmad Jamal to Sun Ra to Bugs in the Attic.
Yeah, it's like, it's all music, you know? It's like, I don't see why it's like, man, it's not jazz, it can't be that, or that's not hip hop, or that's not house, or it's, you know, it's all music, and I really take pleasure in just, you know, mashing that together, and then being able to have that with the interplay of the guys with the band is super dope, because then we can just take it wherever it goes, and everyone has their own personalities, and, you know, in this setting, all I want is for everyone to bring their personalities to the band stage. You know, it's like everyone can play, no question, but, you know, let's have a play with this, you know, have some fun with it together.
You guys having fun? It sounds, and what's amazing about this band too is I've seen you now, what, I don't know, probably maybe close to a dozen times, and every night I've heard these tunes before, but they all sound different every time. So I just learned, Mark DeClivelo, that Berklee College of Music is introducing what they are calling the EDI, Electronic Digital Instrument, for the first time. Next year in the fall, you'll be able to audition as an instrumentalist, as an EDI player. So you have become the curriculum, Mark DeClivelo.
That's pretty funny. But I can dig that. At the same time, everyone who comes to electronics and incorporates them with, like, I guess, traditional musicianship has their own little mixture. And, you know, everyone comes at it differently. This is one way to do it, and it works for me. Like, it's a playground. I get to create and just mess around and have fun, you know?
Mark DeClivelo, we'll get back to him and talk about some of his new music coming out called Heritage. Please give him a warm welcome and his band.
Yeah, thank you very much. We're going to continue with a joint that's actually on the next project, Heritage. It's a deep dive into my Japanese roots. I'm half Japanese, and that kind of cultural... Yeah, right? I'm half Japanese. Represent. You know, it's about exploring that, and stories I heard when I was little, like folk stories and folk tales and songs from that time as well, and incorporating the melodic and harmonic textures of my motherland. So we're going to play this joint next. It's called Oedo Nihonbashi. And Oedo Nihonbashi is more Nihonjin ga ittara chotto wakaru kedo. It's Edo was a period in Japan's history, and Nihonbashi is a part of Tokyo. So it was this bridge which goes into Tokyo. And there's a folk song about it. So we thought, well, I thought we'd flip it and just see how I can bring that melody I heard as a youth into something I might want to play now. So we're going to play that and then throw it around a little. Thank you.
Give it up.
Yo, thank you very much.
Mark the Clive Lowe, Gene Coy, Corbin Jones, Teodros Avery, and some feedback. Join us all. I'm Simon Rettner, host of The Checkout, live at Berkeley, here for this special webcast and podcast broadcast, quoting Ornette Coleman, quoting Thelonious Monk. Have you ever, like, kept track of all the different disparate musical elements on a particular improvisation and counted, like, how many different things are happening at once?
No. I mean, the nature of it is, without all the stuff, the nature of it is you're just trying to be in the flow of the moment and not judge the moment. That's a huge thing. And so the moment comes and goes. If you were going to catalog it, you'd be listening to the recording to do that, I imagine. But for me, it would just be, it's counterintuitive and counterproductive to the process. It's like this, there's things that I grew up listening to, whether it's like the Jungle Brothers or Digital Underground or A Tribe Called Quest and Public Enemy, or it's like Miles and Amar Jamal and Kenny Kirkland and all that stuff, or it's some really deep Afro-Cuban music and Santeria. And like, these are all things that are just part of the DNA. And you know, I think there's a responsibility, if you're going to present your own music, to be honest about where you're coming from, you know, and which is, you know, why the Heritage Project for me is really important. It's like grabbing this thing which has always been part of my, literally part of my DNA. And it's like, okay, let's put that in the melting pot.
Now, just on the note of Ornette Coleman, or should I say between the notes of Ornette Coleman, typically piano players have a difficult time playing those quarter tones. There's a few that can do it, but you, with your at least electronics, you're able to almost bring us Ornette Coleman through the atmospherics in the background by manipulating the sound.
I mean, Ornette's like, you know, we hear how avant-garde he was at the time and how he was just breaking convention, and older cats like, that such and such can't play, you know, like, but you listen to it now, and, well, I listen to Ornette now, he just sounds like a blues musician. That's all I hear, just the blues. And there were harmonically informed melodic shapes that he'd use that were kind of uncharacteristic at the time that are things which I really love. And, you know, I think him and Monk, I mean, Monk was maybe more of an avant-gardist than Ornette, in my opinion. But they're in the same lineage as all of the great musicians. And so I think you spend years listening to this stuff and it's going to influence you in some way. I don't want to ever try and be them. You know, they're themselves. And I think that's the greatest challenge for any musician, is you want to find out how can you pay homage to where you come from and what you're into and what you grew up listening to and your musical DNA. How can you pay homage to that without being a pastiche or a cliche?
And does it ever get even too hectic for you sometimes? Where you?
Oh yeah, definitely. But it's, you know what? There's a point of hecticness that I really love. It's like it becomes noise, and it's like, you know, it's like if you go to a rock concert and it's really shreddy and like the drummer's just going mental on 15 cymbals, it's gonna sound, it's kind of noisy. But that's a dynamic and an energy, and I love that as much as I love, you know, the low end hump of the sub bass and being able to get down there. And they're all just colors. I think for me, growing up playing piano, the piano has its own colors, but you know, you can't get in between the notes. You can't sonically do anything special. Like, if you grew up playing guitar and then one day your boy's like, hey, check out this distortion pedal, that's kind of life-changing if you've never heard that before, right? So for me with piano, it's a bit like that. It's like, I love the instrument, but how else can we make sound and colors?
So we're hearing a sneak preview of some new music that's coming your way, a new project called Heritage, where you investigate your Japanese ancestry. Why don't you just share a little bit about that and why you've decided to now investigate your Japanese roots?
I think I started being honest with myself. I think that's a huge part of it. It's like I grew up loving so much music that, you know, really comes from the Black American tradition, you know, from jazz through to hip hop and through to, you know, Detroit techno and stuff like that. And it all has this amazing spirit and energy, and really, you know, it really resonated with me, even though I was growing up in New Zealand, you know, thousands of miles away. I think growing up there, being, I was the only half Japanese person around, you know, my brothers and I, and that was it. So there was an otherness that led to a cultural search for identity, which came through music for me. And that's all cool. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know, some of the players I love the most who came through the piano were like, you know, Herbie and Kenny Kirkland and McCoy Tyner and Jamal. They're all so individual and they're all themselves. And even like a Chick career. You know, Chick really modeled himself on certain players, but he really became Chick. You know, he's Chick. It's his own thing. So I feel like that's important too, and part of my rite of passage with that is to acknowledge where I'm from, like my roots and the culture and the ancestry. You know, I go to Japan and it feels like a spiritual homeland. It's, you know, I speak the language, so I'm comfortable there. I grew up with the culture, but to be there, it's like, yeah, this is part of me, and how can I express this through the music? So we're going to play a joint from the new Heritage Project. It's called Bushido, which means the way of the warrior. And the way of the warrior in Asian culture and in Japan, Japanese culture, is very much about tenets of character. You know, having integrity, having honor, having respect. And there's 8 tenets which make up the Bushido, the way of the warrior. And it's a 2-album project, part 1 and part 2. And actually, it's the one tune I play on both records, but visited in really different ways. So we're going to dive into this and, Bushido.
We'll be right back.
Mark to Clive Lowe. Mark to Clive Lowe, Gene Coy, Corbin Jones, Teodros Avery. Check out the upcoming recording he's putting out called Heritage. Are we done here? Are we doing one more? Are we done here?
I think... What? It's such a restrained encore. You know? I mean, all we have left to play is new stuff from the next record, so...
I'm Simon Redner. Thank you for joining us on this special webcast from Berklee College of Music, Cafe 939 Red Room. I'd like to give a special shout out to Berklee's video services. Thank you for shooting this marvelous performance, which you can see on our website at wbgo.org and also on our Facebook page to check out from WBGO. Special shout out to Michael Borghita, Rob Hayes, David Hughes, and Ken Schiffman. Thank you all for joining us. Thanks for checking us out.
Silk Road, performed by Mark DeClivelo, Corbin Jones on bass, Gene Coy on drums, and Theodos Avery on saxophone, performing music from his latest recording, Heritage, which drops tomorrow on Ropadope. If you enjoyed this check out live from Berklee College of Music, and you want more, go to our website, check out jazz.org, and watch the videos we shot from this performance. And a quick reminder, the check out live at Berklee heads to the Red Room next week, Wednesday at 8 p.m. We're going to be presenting the saxophonist Godwin Louis, celebrating his new recording, Global, with his sextet. Gilad Hexelman on guitar, Victor Gould on piano. Join us next Wednesday at 8 p.m. for Godwin Louis. Make sure to follow everything we do here on The Checkout on social media. The Checkout from WBGO on Facebook. At Checkout Jazz is our handle on Twitter. I'm at Simon Rettner on Instagram. Our assistant producer is Anthony Nieves. The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark. I'm Simon Rettner. Thanks for checking us out.